It was a tough night here, and that was really, for the most part, looked like a different defensive team from Hugoton from the first time you guys played them.
Yeah, you know, they're a tough team. You know, they were right out there in our face the whole game. You know, they have phenomenal shooters, and they know how to get up and down the court. So, you know, they did great.
Yeah, it was just tough getting the ball kind of all over there. Your guards kind of had struggles with their pressure defense. And what do you think maybe that was attributed to here tonight?
You know, I just don't think, you know, we were completely focused and ready for the game. You know they're a strong team, and you just kind of got down from the start. They knocked the confidence out of us. You know, we had a long week last week, and so it's hard to get back up and play this team. But, you know, we have to do a better job of getting out and fighting and wanting to take it to them.
You know, at times I know you didn't get some shots there, but you had some blocked shots against you. But I thought it was nice to see kind of your team try to attack their posts for the most part, even though they had some blocked shots.
You know, we did. And that's what I told them we had to do. We couldn't be passive against that team. We had to go to the basket. So, you know, we have to work hard at trying to draw fouls. And in this case, we didn't get them. But, you know, I like to see what we got.
Tough night across, but you saw a player make her debut in varsity, and Hannah Tucker. She had about 3-and-1 opportunities in that JV game. You insert her lineup, and then she has a three-point play and finishes with 4 points there. And it was really good to see her coming off an injury that you weren't able to have her up until recently.
Yeah, you know, she's got a lot to learn still. She did come in off the bench, and she wasn't nervous. She just jumped in and played hard and did exactly what we asked her to do. So, you know, I think she's just going to keep making strides.
You know, I think foul trouble also kind of set you guys back tonight. Did that kind of make your team maybe a little bit less aggressive as well?
We weren't very aggressive from the beginning, but that did make us a little less aggressive. So, you know, we just got to know how to play with our feet. We were really reaching instead of trying to get completely in front of the ball and that kind of stuff. So we just got to do a better job of doing the fundamental things right.
Well, it's definitely not an easy week for you guys as you've played teams that are either currently state ranked or have been ranked. And you go to Cimarron on Friday, and then you have Goodland here at town on Saturday. What are some things that you work on the next couple of days?
You know, we just got to get back to doing what we do. And that is, you know, playing strong, playing good defense and solid defense, rebounding the ball, controlling the boards, you know. And then we got to continue to get the offense going, you know, control the inside and then make the outside get going.
Once again, it's Coach Amy Felker joining us here, wrapping up the girls. Tough loss for Lady Beavers tonight. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you a few more times here this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.